22nd of January. This morning I rang up Tony and Eugene. We arranged to meet at Cristella at 1500 hours. Tony turned up at 12:30 and Eugene didn't come round till nearly 10 o'clock at night. Really must stop using that military time with these idiots. But we arranged that tomorrow we'd all go to the barber's and block his door until he gave me £100 compensation for my bad hairdo. Apart from that, I haven't really left the house or done much. His haircuts put me in a deep, dark, black pit of despair and depression, if I'm honest. I'm almost as miserable and self-pitying as Mum normally is. They're a miserable cow sometimes. 23rd of January. Well, our big plan was to be put in action today. Today, with television. What? Shut up. Gone wrong. 27th. I blame Christmas Puppy for this. She was woofing, so I went down to see what she was doing. Then I smelt the milk downstairs because I've had a cup of tea and it tastes questionable. Throwing me off my stride. Anyway, start again. 23rd of January. Well, our big plan was to be put into action today. We all met at noon, or 12:45 in Eugene's case. Then we made our short walk to the barber's. As we approached, I got nervous. People were walking past me and looking at my hair. It had got even crazier, as I hadn't combed it or washed it or done all. Oh, it did itch, tell thee. Then we came to the barber shop. We pushed on the door, but gadzooks, it was locked. Bastard, it was Sunday. I had no idea what day it was. I never do when we're not doing the radio shows. And it's been Christmas as well. It's well known for making you lose track of time. Though not normally a month after, but that's just me and Liz. So we were stood in front of the barber shop looking through the window. Eugene was getting himself quite worked up. I think, you know, he was expecting confrontation, and now that he'd been denied such a confab, he was all worked up. I was just asking Tony if he wanted to go buy me a carvery dinner when Eugene picked up a half brick that he'd got from a nearby garden and just threw it through the barber's window. The idiot. He shouted, no one gives Parthax a haircut in my town. Which later I would find out he meant to say no one gives Parthax a bad haircut in my town, but he got himself so flustered, it all came out a bit garbled, apart from my name. He said that quite clearly enough for the neighbours to hear, and then ring the police. And, oh, this has never happened. 24th of January. Before. I've been writing this diary, and it crossed over from the 23rd of January to the 24th of January. Yes, that's right. It's just after midnight. Well, we had the police round all evening, talking to me, Eugene and Tony. They'd been called after someone heard Eugene shout my name and then smash a window. Obviously, I'm a local celebrity. They know who the Thaxes are. Either that or they probably just know Dad and figured out that he's a Thax, therefore I'm a Thax and they know where I live. The police came banging on our door about 10 minutes after Eugene threw the brick. They made us sit down in the front room and asked us what happened. I was asked questions first, but before I could answer them, Eugene said, "Don't you finger me, Paul." One of the policemen, or officers, as I was told to call them, told Eugene to shut up. But finger him I did, and finger him hard I did. I wasn't going to do 20 to life for some brummy fool. He got fingered good and proper. I think that's the right lingo. I once saw an episode of NYPD Blue, and I think they said fingered. Don't know, I wasn't really paying attention. Because I used to think NYPD Blue was, like, really sexy, but it wasn't the blue sexy, it was just blue sweary. It was rubbish. Made me very sad. Eventually, when the cops had taken our statements, they said Eugene would be contacted and probably have to do community service. I got given a sticker pack and some pens for ratting on a rat. Eugene wasn't furious with me, he said he understood, but he had a strange look in his eye, a look I've never seen on another human being. Once on a pigeon that I'd stolen, there was a sausage roll on the floor, and the pigeon was clearly going for it, but I got to it first. Give me a right mucky look. You wouldn't think they would, but it certainly did. 25th of January. I was asleep in bed till 3 p.m. today. I think that's a new personal record. But I've got a headache now. And ironically, it's such a bad headache, I think I'm going back to bed. 26th of January. Today I had enough of this ridiculous haircut, so I demanded Mother just shave it all off. She was very keen to do it, but insisted on doing it in the backyard. I think that's what we call it. A garden? Is it a yard? I don't know. So that my hair wouldn't go in all the carpets. So once Dad had found the extension lead, a task which he put up great protest about because it would have to go upstairs right into the top cupboard, and we know there's a nest of spiders in there. So obviously I never go up there, and he was the only one that was prepared to. Mum said he could touch her bosom if he did it, and he was very brave. So thank you, Cecil. So I sat on a stool in the yard and was ready for baldness to befall me. However, Mother insisted that I take my top off so I wouldn't get hair all in my cardigan because it's made of wool. It was priced apparently from Marks and Spencer's. So I stripped off right down to the man bosoms. And oh boy, howdy was it cold. I got severe pork pieing of the arms. You know, that's where your skin looks like it's made out of pork pie meat. It doesn't taste like it pork pie, but it looks like it. Anyway, as I sat there with my greasy brown tresses tumbling down my man bosoms, I saw the neighbours were looking at me and filming me from their first floor window, just laughing. Bastards. But within 5 minutes, I was balder than my father, who in himself is as bald as Jean-Luc Picard. Mum had even used a razor to get it as just as short as possible. Then she put some aftershave atop my scalp, but it didn't burn like Macaulay Culkin tells me it should do. Didn't do anything, just smelt nice. But I didn't smell nice, it smelt a bit butch, a bit masculine for me. Not sure I can live up to that kind of smell. It's too much pressure for me. Anyway, so after Mum brushed me down with a sweeping brush, I walked into the living room to show off my new do, because Cecil hasn't seen me. And he just gave a little yelp of joy. He took off his toupee and placed it on my head. He didn't say anything, but I saw a little single tear roll down his cheek. I think it was a tear of happiness that he wasn't now the only bald man in the house. I'm not sure. But I wouldn't be that bald for long anyway. My hair will probably grow back down to its slap down side parting in less than 2 weeks, probably. I reckon. 27th of January. Today Dad took me shopping. Hat shopping to be specific. My head's never been so cold in all my years of existence. So cold was I that I chose a hat which gave the largest head coverage. It was made of fake zebra fur and was called a old deer stalk or something. I'm not sure what it was. It had ear flaps, which I used to keep my chins warm. The string to tie the ear flaps down cut into my second double chin, but I didn't really care. It's been so cold, I'd do anything to stop my poor scalp feeling these harsh winds. It's horrible. No wonder Dad wears toupees when he goes out. Also, I realised I haven't pooed in 4 days. 28th of January. Sandy Toxvig. She's a bit of alright.